If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to subscribe to catch all future episodes. Also, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/switchboxtv for video versions of this show, plus loads more videos covering sport, music, and lifestyle. That's youtube.com/switchboxtv. This episode was recorded in October 2020.
I'm good, Rob. Where are you?
I'm in a little sleepy place in England, and I have to say, freezing place in England.
Already?
In fact, it's your fault. They reckon there's snow coming from America.
It's probably coming from Chicago somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, when are you releasing the album then?
As soon as possible. I might just put some out on the internet. I've got all these tracks backed up just like on my computer. I should just put them out. Why not? People are
interested. Why not? Seriously, why don't you put it? I was reading you're a singer anyway from way back, but I watched a clip on YouTube today of you virtually making stuff. Why don't you put it out?
I'm hoping to. I also do it with my brother too. So I'll have a beat, and then I say, hey, give me some bars, and I got to wait for him to, you know, come up with this verse, too, and then put it all together. So I'm just, you know, I'm fine-tuning, and then I'm going to put it out. You'll be the first to know.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it. Stick it out with us, and I will blast it everywhere for you. No problem about that, my friend. What are you up to then? I mean, how serious is England, Scotland, Wales are heading for another lockdown, to be fair. It's another wave. What's it like in New York City with COVID?
Restaurants are opening at like 25% capacity inside. Uh-huh. But the numbers around the country are still rising, kind of soaring, actually. I think that has a lot to do with our leadership. So I think we might be headed for another lockdown. But there are like, you know, virtual things that are happening.
Sure.
And there's actually filming starting up again in New York. I just kind of dipped my toe in and did a short film in Philly last week.
Right.
And the protocols are in place. Like SAG has put out a lot of paperwork and a lot of, you know, material to make sure people are trying to be as safe as possible.
What are you up to? What is there anything in the pipeline? Can you let us into what's coming to you?
So basically, theaters are probably hit the most hard because usually American theaters don't have a lot of money saved up. That's just not they're non for profit. So Steppenwolf Theater, which is my theater in Chicago, I'm in the acting ensemble and on the board. We've actually we're putting out a virtual season, and a piece that I was involved in is going to be our first that we're going to release. It's called What Is Left Burns, and steppenwolf.org, I'm sure, has all that information. But we basically reached out to different playwrights and said, hey, can you do something special for us this season? Because it doesn't look like we can get back on stage till, you know, next year sometime. And everybody came up with very different creative projects. And this one is like half play, half music video. And they sent like a projector to my house and lights and all kinds of stuff. And I, you know, we just made this crazy art piece. So I'm kind of excited for people to see it.
When is that available? How do we access that?
So that hasn't been released yet, but if you go to steppenwolf.org,
sure,
all the season information will be on there. And I can get you more details about that.
Brilliant. We look forward to that. What about any TV work, any films in the pipeline down the line?
So we haven't, you know, been really filming. I just did this short film. It was called Sanctuary, and it's about immigration in a small steelworking town in Philadelphia, or in Pennsylvania. And I was really kind of excited about that one just because it was a black cop who maybe voted for the conservative, you know, option.
No.
and he's
oh wow he's radical.
Having a crisis of identity now, seeing everything that's come to pass. So you always want to delve into characters that are different from you and try to investigate. It's all about the investigation. So I'm actually really interested for that short film to get cut together and maybe put out somewhere.
Listen, do you know what? I feel like a bit of a stalker when I'm doing these interviews. You do, because you're like, let's have a look at it. Let's have a look at his Twitter. Let's have a look at his Instagram. And then I came across today. I liked it. Standing Eight.
Oh, did you watch that?
I watched it, and I'm thinking, where's this one come from? You know what I mean? that was as you would say, a little left. I thought that's a bit left field. Where, go on, tell people about Standing Eight.
Columbia film student in his final year, this was like his thesis, I think, and he got a grant to make this movie based on research, I think at Boston University, and they were doing CTE research, and he worked that. He used to be a Golden Glove boxer, this guy Michael, so he worked that into the story, and he just reached out. He had seen me on stage, I think, in Superior Donuts on Broadway. And we were filming Elementary at the time. So I basically, I would be on set at Elementary and then I'd bust down there and we'd film pretty much all night. It was a pretty crazy thing. But I respected the work that went into the research that went into the script. And I had maybe a week to train before, so I was like in the gym when I could be trying to look like a boxer. I don't know if I pulled that off, but
not very
it
good.
Was one of the more fulfilling.
I was gonna ask you. Do you train? Are you a fitness guy? And had you done much boxing or whatever before?
I had not done much boxing before, and in terms of working out, how do I put it? I listened to my body. For the most part. I'm not in the gym every day. I'm blessed. My father is he's got a high metabolism still. He's in his 50s and I'm blessed with that. But I listen to my body. I don't push it too hard, especially the older I get. I try to take it easy. Listen, I played football in high school. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I got all of that. Out of my system, all that, aggression. And...
Yeah. Listen, I was, because your Standing Eight then goes on to Johnny Lee Miller doing Muay Thai boxing.
Oh, really?
Have you seen it? I'm thinking, is this real?
I was there.
I was going to ask you, were you there?
Yeah, man. He had been training for a while, and we were all like, wow, Johnny's getting really thin. What's going on? He was training his butt off, and then he gets into this match. And I'm telling you, it's a credit to his manager. He kind of felt the other fighter out for the first two rounds, I think. And we were all kind of like, is he just chilling? When's he going to make his move? And it was their plan. They went into it saying, look, just feel him out for a while. Dance around. You're in good shape. Just take it easy. And then in the third, you can really go at him. And sure enough, he connected with a straight, I think, and put the guy's lights out. We were all kind of...
Sparkled him. Is this real? I couldn't believe it.
None of us were surprised. He's a pretty in shape dude.
Right, listen, I've got to ask you. I'll, with these interviews, we kind of, the usual, not the usual question. You must get sick of people asking about Elementary. But I was quite moved. You said in one quote at the end when it finished. You know, it's been a massive part of your life. And I guess for 7 years or whatever it was, seven seasons, or it must be all consuming.
You know what? It wasn't. I think maybe for Johnny and Lucy, it was. Those two main characters were on set pretty much every day, all day. And I kind of realized in the first season that I was going to have days off during the week. And that's when I sort of decided I need to use this time. If I have this opportunity, I'm making enough money, I can save up, but how do I not waste that free time? So I started shadowing the directors in, I think, season two when Lucy directed her first one, and writing. And now I feel more comfortable on in different avenues. Like acting was my only thing. And I've always kind of at heart been a writer, but I finally took the time to study it and practice and get better. And now things are moving in that direction. The directing, I finally got to direct one season six, which I was really appreciative to get the opportunity. And it was the best transition I was ever going to get. Like usually you assist, you do a bunch of other things, but I'd known this crew for, six seasons already. And we had a shorthand, so it was easier for me to step into that role. And I got to watch Lucy do it for so many years, and then Johnny and Aiden. So it was all consuming in that we were there a lot of the time, but I also took my opportunities on the hiatus to do a play back in Chicago or do, a short film or whatever, whenever I could, and got to travel a little bit. So it wasn't unbalanced to me. I actually had a really, really fulfilling time.
Tell me about the directing, because it fascinates me that one, you want to put a stamp. If you come in on an established show as it is, you want to put your stamp on it, but you don't want to be a big clever clog, do you? And people go,
That's
"Oh,
true.
look at him, Mr. Clever over there." So, how did you find the balance?
It was a lot of the prep. That's where you're able to find that, because you're on a time crunch with that show. There's a look established for that show, but you find little opportunities in the script, and then you have to follow up on those. If you think there's an opportunity to maybe make a shot that is unusual for the show a little bit, and the whole scene can play out in that shot. You've got to be in communication with the cinematographer. So whenever I wasn't on set, I was with him going back to the locations that we scouted to see what we could do, find different little opportunities. And I think there were some interesting things about that episode. We had some crazy challenges that we don't usually have on that show. There was a CGI trick with the painted women, appearing on the wall and stuff like that. A lot of props. We had this big vat of worms that we had to ship in, and it didn't come till late, and it was just a lot going on. And you always have to be on your toes, but the prep is where you're able to put your stamp on it, I think.
What about as an actor during a show that has such longevity? Do you change your approach? Do you change your character? Do you change your style of acting at all?
I think the fundamentals stay the same. You do want to be consistent, which the writers can help you with, but you're sort of at the mercy of the character's arc. So if they've written in that this person has evolved over the years, which I think these characters did, then you're good. You're golden, and you can sort of lean into what's on the page. But yeah, no, I really didn't do much, differently than I usually do. I just sort of, as the character started to get more comfortable with Sherlock's character, as he started to take more initiative as a detective, you sort of lean into those things. Those are the juicy little bits that you can lean into.
Do you miss it?
I miss seeing all those people. I do. I miss the camaraderie. I miss the crew, and seeing different New York guest stars every episode. Like, it's just an amazing well of talent, and I genuinely loved getting to know people and where they're from, what their training is, and then jumping in the scene with them. F. Murray Abraham, I got to meet. Like, I got to meet really cool Reese Ifans. Like, it was such an amazing experience. I don't think I miss Detective Bell. I think we really, spent enough time with that character. I'm more excited for the future and look back fondly on that time.
please, please tell me at the end of filming, you all sort of tucked into some brilliant New York bar somewhere and had a good drink up and a good relax. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. This looks great. I bet they finished the day, go, right, that's it. It's a wrap. Come on, let's go.
We couldn't even get to the bar. We started drinking in the studio. We were on set. As soon as they cut, it was champagne. It was fantastic.
has your life changed? Can you walk down the street without people going, oh, Detective Bell and all that? Has it changed?
I think on that show, I flew under the radar, man. I get down the street most of the time. And the few times that people are like, hey, are you... It's like, yeah. And we have a nice little conversation. I actually think when I'm in the UK, I get more people recognize me because Sherlock is so big over there.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Well, okay, so what are you doing? I saw a bit on your Instagram. You were traveling. What have you been? Did you go safariing and all that kind of thing? What did snaps and all that?
I bought like a Canon 60D back so long ago, maybe even, I don't know, 10 years ago, because you film auditions on these things now. It takes video. But I also just, you know, got into photography. I went on safari last year. I went to Uganda, and then I went on safari in Kenya. It was a very, you know, transcendent experience. I went by myself just to sort of unplug. And I think this was right after we finished elementary. That was my trip to sort of, you know, reacclimate to the real world. And recently I was just in Wyoming with my girl, and people know this about me. I'm like a cowboy at heart. I want to play cowboys. I want to be a cowboy. So we went out to Wyoming to this ranch. This Juilliard kid has a ranch. He grew up in the area now, bought like 1,700 acres. And they have 20-something horses, a bunch of dogs, a bunch of calves, the animals that free range around the place. And just spent 2 weeks really going on long rides for my birthday. It was really recharging. Now, I did get in a little accident, and I went and bumped my head on some rocks.
Oh, wow.
And I had to get a bunch of stitches.
Wow.
But I'm on the mend now, maybe six more months, and I'll have my pigment back.
Yeah, wow. Dude, that's a good one, that one.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Gee whiz.
But I'm expected to make a full recovery.
Fantastic. We're pleased about that. Have you got to be careful, your next choice of major role or main role, have you got to be careful it's not a detective and do something completely different? Or do you call you every day and go, hey, another detective role? Another one for you. You got to get rid of all that now, haven't you?
I told my people it would have to be True Detective season 4 for me to play another detective. We actually were able to get cast in this thing called 61st Street. It's supposed to be on AMC. We were going to shoot it in May, and then COVID hit. So it got pushed to the new year. We'll see if I still get to do that. But I would be playing this reverend named Hoodie in Chicago on the South Side, who goes around and he helps people that have been arrested, making sure they know their rights and making sure they're making good decisions for the future. And I was, you know, really interested in that sort of... He was like this gritty, young, energetic reverend. And I'm interested in delving into that world. We'll see what happens. We don't, you know, we're not really sure if it's gonna go, but that would be a little bit of a departure. I wrote this comedy pilot that me and my homies are starting this production company are interested in taking to a network very soon.
So, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm branching out. I'm trying to branch out.
Hey, listen, it sounds to me like apart from COVID and lockdown, that life is good for you, which we're all, apart from your big lovely scar. But hey, how tough will you look like that when you walk into a bar next time? People go, oh, keep away from him, look at him. He's, that lad's tough over there. Hey, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Take
lovely
care of yourself.
Lovely talking to you, Rob.
And we'll follow your career with great interest and hopefully catch up with you sooner rather than later.
Thanks for taking the time, man. This means a lot. Appreciate you.
Great seeing you. Take care.
Take care.
All the best to you.
Peace.